We're back again, a beautiful cold winter day here in lovely CW Post LIU campus. And we have technical difficulties with respect to the old-time radio suspense program. I think there are forces beyond us that are affecting us.
I think they're just dying to hear the three of us together talk about all the wonderful things in North Hempstead.
We were talking about many things that are going on a regular basis here at Project Independence, one of which is the advisory boards. They make such a difference in terms of pushing up ideas, concepts, and programs from the bottom up. Your ideas, what makes sense to you, where we can make improvements to make your lives better, come from these advisory board meetings. Let's go.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that was a perfect segue, Jerry, because, you know, you both are in different regions, so you're in different advisory committees. And, you know, the advisory committees really were formed because North Hempstead has, where there are, everyone is aging in place, you know, that we're dealing with. But the fact is, different regions have different concerns based upon, you know, locality.
Sure.
You know, in Great Neck, for example, there was a lot of apartments and a lot of people were pedestrians. So, Jerry, I know you were involved with the Pedestrian Safety Committee, where real amazing things occurred, you know, whether it was making a light longer or having the walks painted. You know, I know that that happened, and Sherry will give a shout out to our mobility manager. Really worked with the committee.
That's the thing you hit on, that when ideas come up and they make sense, the town acts on them. It isn't that you wait, well, we'll do it next year, or it's a budget problem.
Right.
They do it, and safety enhancements are making a difference in the lives of people in Great Neck.
Yeah, no, and it's, you know, that's definitely, and that's something that we've really tried to from the very beginning with the advisory committees, and that, you know, listen, we're not going to have, we wish we had unlimited budget, unlimited funds to do all kinds of wonderful programming and staff even, for that matter. But, you know, any question or concern, something that you have, whether we can handle it or it's a different department, you know, does get addressed. It's not, you know, tough luck, you know, sorry, we don't have the answer, you know, figure it out yourself. You know, we really try and do that. And I think, you know, our wonderful programs have come out of that. I mean, the radio show came out of, you know, just talks in an advisory committee. Jerry, I remember when you had brought that up. It seems like forever ago because we're in our seventh year now, which I really can't even begin to believe that happened.
Right.
But I remember Jerry came to us and said, listen, I think we need a radio show. There's this grant being given out for an FM, creating your own FM station, and which seemed wonderful to us at the time. Thankfully, we did realize, because that would have been 24/7 programming with a bunch of people who did not know exactly what we were doing. We just thought it sounded like a great idea. And luckily, we got in contact over here with LIU Post, and Dan Cox, who's the director over here, said, you know what, I think we could do this, but let's start with one day of week and a two-hour programming. And then, you know, Project Independence and you was born out of that. And I think what is really wonderful is that our program stemmed a whole talk radio program throughout the week over here, which is also, it's all different topics, all different speakers. And,
well, I'm going to take my hat off to the members of Project Independence, the staff, because they're using every vehicle and avenue to get the message out.
Absolutely.
And it's important for you as a listener to respond.
Yeah.
You know, it's for you. It's for you that these programs exist. It's the publications, the services to make your life more interesting, more rewarding.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. You know, and that's, you know, with this radio show, you know, I do a lot of things with Project Independence, and this is obviously, producing the show is my favorite piece because, you know, just every week I sit here and no matter what, you always walk away with something that you're, you know, you did not know before. And that's really what I think is an amazing part, you know, and the people that we have on this radio show now, they become a resource for Project Independence. You know, I take all this information back. I give it to our social workers, our nurses, other staff members, you know, so then they might come speak at an advisory committee or they might do another program with us. So it really opens the door to, you know, making this part of the resources for our Project Independence members.
I'd like to commend David, for example, on the idea of having an annual checkup with a dietitian.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that was a wonderful idea.
No, we all go to the dentist a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
We have our annual physicals. We do this. But why not do something that's so critical?
You know? Yes, it is. It is. Well, especially those people who are multi-medicines, you know, which act with each other, interact. A dietitian can tell you, hey, this food might not be good, but that food would be good, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, for example, I take a statin, and I now know that I shouldn't drink grapefruit juice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And that's a grapefruit juice with a lot of medication.
Oh, yeah, and I love grapefruit. Yeah. I used to look forward to the grapefruit juice. No. And somebody told us when I started, you know, after I had the encephalitis, somebody said, you know, has he checked with the doctor about grapefruit? It's a no-no.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, and these are the things that, you know, just these little tidbits of information that you're able to walk away with can really impact, you know, your life. I mean, I'm sitting over there and I was jotting down all kinds of things from the first two guests because they really were coming out with new ideas that I think are certainly important. And that's why we encourage people to really listen to the program. And if you're unable to listen to it live, you can go to our website. You know, if you don't have a computer, you can go to the library, listen to it on the website. And the website has a list of every single show we've ever had on there. You know, so you can go right in the search bar and type in, you know, dietitian or whatever it might be. And that will be picked up. And I think it's important. And we just want to inform people out there and keep everyone healthy. And, you know, what's nice about this show is, you know, we could have these, you know, segments on the medical aspect, you know, and then a Jim Cole who's talking about, you know, an interesting topic about the Constitution and things that, you know, you never would have thought about. You know, we have access to these amazing people and resources in, you know, especially in North Hempstead and Nassau County in general. So it's just great that this is the place we're able to feature them on.
Yes.
Which is certainly definitely something important.
So. Well, I think it's important to make the point that Project Independence is not an NIH, not invented here type of organization. What we try to do is marshal the resources of the entire North Hempstead community, Nassau community, for betterment of senior lives, betterment of everyone's lives.
That's right.
Some of the things we're talking about today can help your children, can help your grandchildren. Take advantage of it. You know, this is a combination we think of mind, body, for better life, longer life.
Absolutely.
Enjoyable
life. That's exactly.
And these things that we do here, again, I keep repeating, are at no cost. They're free. This is it.
No, I think it's important, you know, and then on top of all these other things, you know, we offer these free exercise programs, which are everything from Tai Chi, yoga, fitness, Zumba, and line dancing. And they're offered all throughout the town at different locations, completely free. I mean, the instructors are wonderful, and people are really dedicated to these programs. And if you're interested, registration just opened for those about a week ago. So you can call 311 and register if you're interested or get the class schedule for any of those, too. And you know, we also offer a exercise for balance and strength course, which is through our partnership with Winthrop University. We do it over at the Yes We Can Community Center. And the next one will be on the 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And this class has been going on for a really long time. I mean, you hear these wonderful stories about people that, you know, a lot of people in the class, there's either people who had a bad fall and are trying to, you know, get strong, or people that are trying to avoid a bad fall. And the class is really good for both of those, for those groups, because there's people who, you know, we had some on the radio show say that when he started the class, he had to hold on to a chair. And gradually, as the weeks went on, he went further and further away from the chair and was able to build up that strength again. You know, and especially with this, with the weather outside, with the ice. I mean, I find myself, you know, it's, we had someone talk about once fall prevention on the radio show. And she said, in the snow, do the penguin walk. So I even consciously think about that as, like, you know, walking like a penguin, because it really helps you, you know, not take that walk. Because one slip, forget it. I mean, it's really hard to catch your balance at any age for that. So, you know, we really want to encourage people to check out these different fall prevention things. And our nurses, our wonderful Northwell Health and New Health nurses provide these stepping on fall prevention courses that are really an amazing service.
And I'd like to also mention that we've had a very successful health expo a couple of months ago.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, free. You listen to radio, you listen to TV, you hear people promoting private health expos. Yes, family of two, $25. Mm-hmm. This is free. These are things that that the town is trying to develop to make your lives much more interesting, more healthy. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely
I'm saying tattoo 311 on your forehead.
Right. We'll be
in
doing that.
Yeah. So when you look at the mirror.
But, you know, I always think about, you know, our wonderful town supervisor, Judy Bosworth. You know, I want to give a shout out to them because this program, the success has been largely because of the support of the town supervisor. Yeah. The time, you know, before her, it was John Kamen. And, you know, the town council are so on board with this program and really see the benefit. Mm. And I'll never forget John saying to us, you know, you're still paying taxes as a resident. You don't have children in school anymore, so these school taxes aren't necessarily benefiting, you know, you directly. Yeah. You know, so here is our way of giving back to the seniors in the community that are paying for these things. And, you know, the fact that we're the only place that's doing this, it's, you know, I had my grandfather had lived, you know, not in the town North Hempstead, and I remember I would tell him about these services, and he was so blown away by the access and the resources. And I would think, you know, if he only lived in North Hempstead, there would be so many things that, you know, he would have been able to be involved with. And, you know, I'm sure he would have chewed your ears off in the Romeo's group as well. But, you know, I think it's just super important. And to, you know, as Jerry was saying earlier, to take advantage of these things because you have access to it. And the way to keep it going is to attend these programs.
I just want to compliment what you said. I talk to people all over the country and I say, oh, we have that. And I say, well, you do that. Oh, no, we haven't done that yet. Oh, no, we don't have money for that yet.
Right.
Oh, we're thinking of that yet. The services here at North Hempstead are truly exceptional for seniors.
Absolutely.
Use them.
Well, on that note, we're going to come right back because we're just flying through this talk of the town. Right.